Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
While exploring Wisconsin, I discovered the Osthoff Resort, set on the shores of Elkhart Lake. It's been a grand destination for Midwesterners for more than a century. The legendary Osthoff first opened its doors back in 1886 and welcomed vacationing families who arrived from Chicago, St. Louis, Milwaukee, and all over the Midwest. Summer vacationers arrived by train, and they frequently unpacked and settled in for the entire summer season. Today, a new and equally grand Osthoff is set on the grounds of the original Grand Dame, and it caters not only to Midwesterners, but vacationers from around the world. The Four Diamond property features 10,000 square feet of meeting space, a spa that's ranked 16th among the top 100 spas by Spas of America, as well as one of the top 35 resorts in America by Travel and Leisure. The Osthoff also has a cooking school on premises that is a popular draw all on its own. The enchanting tree-lined village of Elkhart Lake is like stepping into a timeless storybook scene. With less than 1,000 residents and a Mayberry RFD-like train depot as a centerpiece, the town is best known by some for its long history as the location of Road America Races, the annual Road and Track Concours d'Elegance, and the Kohler International Challenge. I'm Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me in Elkhart Lake at the legendary Osthoff for a conversation with General Manager Lola Ray.
Where are we?
We are an hour north of Milwaukee, very close to Lake Michigan, actually, about 20 minutes from Lake Michigan.
My sense of arrival is being in a rural, almost remote location. And yet the world obviously comes to you because this is a major full-service resort in a country setting.
It is. And I believe we follow the tradition of the Elkhart Lake Resort properties from years ago. The original Osthoff was built in 1886. And for all that time, families have been coming here seasonally, first from the Chicago area with trunk loads of clothes and provisions for the summer. But even now, our summers are robust with guests from really all over the Midwest, all over the country for that matter.
So back in the 1880s, it really was driven by Chicago.
A direct route up from Chicago, and so we're under 3 hours from Chicago. Mm-hmm. They came on the train, however, then, so it was probably a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. At that time, there weren't even automobiles.
In those days, people came truly for the summer.
They did. They came for the entire summer. So families would come here, and then the dads would commute back and forth to work to the Chicago or Milwaukee area.
Mm-hmm. Different day.
Very different.
And it must have been just a wonderful, wonderful time for these people to come and savor.
Exactly. It was so different than their normal everyday life in the city. They really appreciated the natural beauty of the area, the lake, and all the activities the lake had to offer.
And I imagine a lot of it, that extra element, was the absence of air conditioning.
Refrigeration took place by harvesting all of the ice from the lake that they could in the winter so that they would have adequate refrigeration for their food products and the restaurants in the summer.
Different time, different world.
Yes, very different. However, I think our guests do the same thing today. Mm-hmm. I think they leave the city to come to really the peacefulness as a backdrop to their vacation. Elkhart Lake still is only 967 people strong.
Wow.
So in the summer especially, our numbers swell to 2 and 3 times that.
Mm-hmm. Give us a word picture of Elkhart Lake in the area. As we look out, we see forests and blue spruce.
We're looking at a natural tree line, really unspoiled tree line, on a glacially formed lake that is very, very deep. And the water itself, because of its depth, changes color from time to time. There are many days when we look like a Caribbean beach because the water turns that aqua blue as opposed to a steel gray blue that you'll see in the fall when there's no color and no leaves. It's beautiful any time of the year because the tree line remains, the lake freezes over. In the winter, you'll see that beautiful, pristine white, just making everything clean with the contrast of the trees. And at this time, what we're looking out at is all of the fall color. We see the crimsons and the reds of the maples, and we see the yellows of the birch and all of the beautiful colors around the lake.
Tell us about the evolution of Elkhart Lake as a destination. I understand in the early 50s that this made world news as a race car destination.
In the early 50s, the first races took place actually through Elkhart Lake itself. And the state outlawed that after a couple of years because it really was not very safe. Mm-hmm. And that was really the birth of the Road America racing. So Road America was then developed, became, as you said, really a world-class venue for racing.
These were local Elkhart Lake guys who started this and had the vision?
They were local county people who had the vision. The racers themselves came from everywhere. They came from across the country, really, primarily from the Midwest at that time. The people who had the vision of doing this were both a combination of the racers who could see how great of a venue this would be for racing, and also combining that with local contractors.
So I assume that it would have been a draw for tourism.
Definitely a draw for tourism. And over the years, then, it has become a mecca for the race enthusiast.
It's huge today, isn't it?
Yes, very huge. Road America is a very well-known track in the world of road racing.
Tell us what happens and when and what time of year.
It happens over the entire course of the season. It starts in May. Actually, some private races, private activities there start earlier, start in April. And there are races that go through the entire season and in early October again with private races. But some of the large races that take place there are the vintage races. There's an early spring vintage race where vintage cars are raced. The largest one is in the middle of July. Great, great, colorful time because there's a concours that comes into the village. About 100 to 125 cars come into the village. You will see cars lined on the streets on this lawn.
It's like a concours d'elegance?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And then the streets are closed. And so as many as 10,000, 12,000 people will come in to view all these cars, walk through the streets just enjoying the beauty of these old cars.
To back up a bit, Elkhart Lake, the village itself, you mentioned earlier about 900 people.
967.
Yeah. I mean, I walked through town yesterday, and it was like the Music Man. It was like going back in time 100 years. Uncanny.
It is. It's really a juxtaposition of the peacefulness of the village itself with all the modern amenities and culture of today.
It was you or somebody. I think it was a local woman I was chatting with yesterday. There's some Napa Valley sommelier who
yes.
moved to town and
exactly.
is doing a great business. Tell us about that.
Well, her name is Jacqueline, and she has one of the best wine palates. She's known for this in the country. She really fell in love with Elkhart Lake, and she and her husband moved here, and she opened a little wine shop.
And doing a good business.
Doing a very good business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So throughout the summer season, this place is abuzz with people, isn't it?
It's a buzz with people on the outside and the inside throughout the summer season, but it's also a buzz at many times of the year now.
But that's what I was going to ask. The winter, you said in the day, the original incarnation of the hotel here, that it pretty much shut down in the winter.
But oh, they all did.
But that's not the case
right.
anymore.
Are you talking about the old hotel?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. In the old hotels, they were all seasonal. There wasn't one that was year-round. When the Ostoff started, the new Ostoff started in 1995, of course, this was year-round. There were some meeting rooms because the meeting market really, the primary times are September, October, and then again in the spring. Mm-hmm. But now we enjoy both leisure and group or meeting guests mm-hmm. all year long.
Where do people come from? How do they find you? I presume to a point it's repeat and referral.
In terms of the leisure guests, we do a tremendous amount of promotion and advertising of our product. We create special events and also activities such as the cooking school, the spa. Those are very much sought after as, I will say, a winter activity especially.
This would be regional getaways, people from the Midwest?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. People from the Midwest, all over the Midwest, really. In the summer season, we have people from all over the world.
I was going to say, I'd imagine this would be a classic European draw.
Yes, and when they come for 2 weeks mm-hmm. and stay in typical European fashion.
Tell us about the infrastructure, the amenities that you have here. This really is a full-service resort?
We have several restaurants. We have our casual restaurant, Just Otto's, named after Otto Ostoff, the founder of the Ostoff Resort in the 1800s. And we have Lola's Restaurant, which is, we call it casual fine dining. We also have an Elk Room Lounge overlooking the lake where we serve lounge food. We have the spa cafe where someone who is going to the spa is welcome to just go in their robes between services and enjoy some food in the spa cafe.
Is the spa known as a destination in itself?
It is. We're fortunate enough to have been selected by both Travel and Leisure and Condé Nast Readers as one of the top spas in North America, the Caribbean, and Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So we retain the number three position of spas in that entire area.
Wow. To what do you attribute that to?
I think that we are really true to our philosophy. We have an extensive menu, many signature services which are based on indigenous teachings and also indigenous plants and herbs.
Is there one signature spa treatment that is synonymous?
No, there are many. We have the elderberry facial, which uses elderberries that grow wild in this area. We have the signature services actually using the water of Elkhart Lake, Native Americans as well as Europeans. That's why Otto Ostoff built the Ostoff, because his wife was ailing and she became well in this community. And the community was known as a place of healing. Mm-hmm. And so Aspira followed that tradition as a place of healing. And I think probably the draw of Aspira is the fact that we're true to the philosophy. It's an authentic experience. Mm-hmm. And it's a place, as the Ostoff is, a place you can just come and relax and be.
Just the atmosphere. Here we are sitting outside by the lake in the distance, and I don't know about you, but I'm really relaxed.
I'm very relaxed, too, at this moment.
Yeah. Okay, so say we met in San Francisco at a meeting, and you told me about your place. Sell me. Why should I come? What's the draw?
At this time, with the internet, you have access visually to almost anything in the world. Any product, any place, but you still have very few places where you will receive and be able to have an authentic experience. And this is a very authentic resort experience built into the countryside of Wisconsin on a pristine, glacially formed lake that still retains the feeling that you would have had if you had stayed at this resort 100 years ago.
Let's talk for a moment about the staff, the people, because without that, you could have gold-plated everything and nobody ever want to come back.
You're so right. 95% of our staff come from within 15 to 20 minutes of the Ostoff. We have 425 employees in high season. The staff has typical Midwest hospitality attributes that are really homegrown into their culture as they grow up here.
In my sense, is a real sense of authenticity.
Yes.
This isn't trained.
No. The skill set is trained, but the demeanor and the personality of our staff is that of this area.
It's who they are.
Yes, it's who they are. It's who they are. Mm-hmm. It's a very genuine approach to our guest.
Before we go, a moment about your conferences and group meetings. Are they, again, mostly Midwest and regional?
I would say the majority of them are Midwest, but we do have conferences, especially associations or some corporate groups that draw from across the United States, mm-hmm. and sometimes Europe. I'm thinking of two of our groups that have a lot of presence in Europe, and so all of those people fly in for those conferences. But our primary market is the Midwest market.
Mm-hmm.
There's one other thing that we didn't talk about that the Ostoff is known for, really all of Elkhart Lake, and that is weddings. This is a destination wedding place just as much as a Caribbean setting or anything like that. So,
and why?
I think it's, again, guests can come to this village, park their cars, and really walk anywhere they'd like to go. If you go a radius of 3 or 4 blocks, you have really been able to visit all of the shops and the restaurants and the lounges and the bars and whatever the village really has to offer. And you don't have to do that at all. You can just stay in the grounds of the Ostoff, especially in the summer, spend time on the beach. I think it is the fact that you can come here, park your car, and experience everything in one place. In a beautiful, serene, safe environment.
And the lake is small enough that you can walk literally all the way around it.
You can.
Easily.
You can easily. It will take you about 4 hours, mm-hmm. but you're welcome to walk around the lake. All the landowners around the lake are happy to have folks walk around the lake and enjoy it.
Lola, thank you so much. What a joy. I'm so glad I came and discovered the hotel.
Wonderful. Thank you. The pleasure is all of ours, and we hope you come back and visit us again.
Love to. Thanks. Mm-hmm. And for further information, our website.
Website is ostoff.com.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort Maui at Wailea invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was awarded the 2014 EcoTour Operator of the Year by the Hawaiian Ecotourism Association. To learn more, visit legacytrees.org or call 1-877-707-TREE.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning, and Lauren Hayes is our technical assistant. Ka'ini.